I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. We're all playing our part in reducing the spread of COVID-19 with social distancing, staying home, washing hands often, and cleaning and disinfecting frequently touched surfaces. To talk about the science behind some of these practical approaches to help prevent coronavirus is Dr. Michael Schmidt. He's a professor of microbiology and immunology at MUSC, and he is the chair of the Council of Microbial Sciences at the American Society for Microbiology. Dr. Schmidt, why are these practical approaches that we're all doing an important part of our protection against coronavirus?
Well, Bobby, the science of this virus is pretty simple. You've probably heard that it's an envelope virus. And just like that letter that you get in the mail, the envelope serves to protect the viral message that instructs our cells to make us sick. So by washing your hands with simple things like soap and water, you effectively degrade the envelope that then destroys the virus's instructions. So it's as simple as that, just like you're trashing the envelope by washing your hands.
Give us a little brief 101 instruction on hand washing. What are the very basics we need to know to kill that virus?
One of the first songs that you learned as a child was Happy Birthday. And so if you just hum along to yourself, Happy Birthday, you'll actually know how long you need to wash your hands in order to protect yourself. It's about 20 seconds.
And does it matter what kind of soap, dish soap, hand soap, liquid soap, bar soap, what do we need to know?
Any good soap will work. They don't need to be antibacterial or antiviral because it's going to destroy the envelope of this particular virus.
Dr. Schmidt, what about the science of social distancing? What's really going on there?
When we cough or sneeze, the virus is expelled from our lungs, and so it flies through the air. And if we're less than 6 feet away from someone, it could come in contact with our face, principally our mucous membranes, whether it be our tear ducts, our nose, our mouth, and we can then inhale that virus and consequently become ill. So that's why you keep 6 feet away, because the virus is likely going to fall and hit the ground before it hits you in the face.
Well, we all know it's important to stay away from individuals who seem sick to prevent COVID-19. But why is it also important for us to sort of hunker down in our own household and not visit with others outside our household right now, even if they seem healthy?
Well, Bobby, what we have learned in the last few weeks about this virus is you can be walking around and have an active infection and be shedding virus even though you're not ill. Consequently, if you happen to encounter someone on the outside who looks perfectly fine, they may actually be infected. So until we get the all clear from our elected officials that it's safe to visit our friends and neighbors again, let's just stay inside and help everyone stay healthy.
Dr. Schmidt, thanks for this information about keeping ourselves safe from COVID-19.
You're most welcome, Bobby. It's always a pleasure.
From the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.